And you've got by 96.7 FM, WDLR at AM 1270. Off to the Races is the name of the program. I am your host, Mike Bozich. Hope everybody enjoyed their New Year's and Christmas and their holiday season, whatever you may celebrate. It's a brand new year, 2026. Can you believe it? 2026 is here already. My goodness, another year. You know, my grandfather always told me when you get out of high school, that's it. It is a straight downhill ride from there. And let me tell you something, Grandpa, rest in peace. You're absolutely right. This program is brought to you by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science. Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet, drive-through feed store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. We've got a great show on tap for you today. One of my very good friends, the new director of racing at the Meadows, Mike Carter, going to be joining us. Michael, of course, one of the most popular racing figures here in the state of Ohio for many years, had a couple of stints at Northfield Park. It's been a jack of all trades at Northfield Park. Did a lot of time in mutuals, did a lot of time behind the mic in the announcer's booth, did a lot of time in the race office. You name it at Northfield Park, Mike Carter did it. And he's going to be joining us on the program. He also worked for the United States Trotting Association in what was quite a great role in terms of the promotion of the sport of harness racing. And during that role for a couple of seasons there, Mike Carter had a chance to go to all the big events, Grand Circuit, several events, of course, here in the state of Ohio. And tell you what, Mike Carter is a good, good man. He's one of those youthful veterans, I like to call him. And it's going to be interesting to see. Now he's got a racetrack of his own. My goodness. And of course, we had one of the most popular podcasts ever in the sport of harness racing, Post Time with Mike and Mike. As a matter of fact, we hosted the first ever USTA presidential debate. I'll never forget that. That was probably the podcast crowning achievement. Had a boatload of listeners for that particular program. Maybe one of these days we'll dust that off and play it right here for you guys on my 96.7 at AM 1270. Let's continue. Before that interview, though, we're going to continue to talk about the award winners as they've been announced continuously on the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association website. Of course, the big banquet tonight as well. But some of the great award winners, some of the superstars celebrated in the year 2025 in the sport of Ohio, including Jurassic Hattie, who was named the 2025 Ohio Aged Mare Trotter of the Year, owned and bred by Jerry Welsh. Jurassic Hattie hit the board in 13 of 18 starts, had six victories to go along with 5 seconds and two thirds. Multiple stakes winner, compiling over $200,000 in earnings this season for an older horse. That is a great, great accomplishment. So hats off to the connections of Jurassic Hattie. How about the year that Rose Run Zoom put together? Second straight season with double-digit victories. That was enough to name him the 2025 Ohio Aged Horse and Gelding Trotter of the Year at age four by Uncle Peter. Hit the board at 22 of 40 starts, compiling a record of 11, 6, and 5, 176,000 plus in earnings. Congratulations to trainer Corey Kreiser, the breeders' Rose Run Farm, owned by Thunder Racing Stables. Corey Kreiser Racing, hats off. Great, great year again for Rose Run Zoom. And we're going to continue to take a look at the award winners coming up in segment three. Segment two is going to feature an outstanding interview with a guy that spent a long time here in the state of Ohio. And let me tell you something, the sport is better for it. Mike Carter going to be joining us on this program. So we're going to hit with him on the other side of the timeout. You've got Off to the Races on my 96.7 FM WDLR at AM 1270. Back in just a moment.
Ashwin's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
And we are back on Up to the Races. We've got by 96.7 FM, WDLR AM 1270. And right now we are joined by, well, he was one of Ohio's very own for quite a long time, but he is the new director of racing at the Meadows, Michael Carter. Mike, thanks for joining us. You've been on the program before. That's back when you were at Northfield Park, but you've since gone to the Meadows in your first couple of weeks of the job. And give us an update. How have things gone for you so far?
Things are great. You know, they've got an excellent team here at the Meadows, and everything's been between the snow and the warm weather, I'm not sure we have had a consistent week since I've been here, but the track crew is doing a heck of a job, and I couldn't be more happy with them.
Well, so basically, you've got the Gabe Pruitt curse going for you. It's going right through you.
Basically.
Inside joke for those of you that don't know, it seems like wherever Gabe Pruitt tends to go, things follow, like power outages and in bad weather and cancellations and stuff like that. But so you're in the first couple of weeks of the job, Mike, and of course you've done a lot of work, you know, in the state of Ohio, long time at Northfield Park, a couple of different stints, and even between Northfield Park, you were at the USTA, and, you know, and of course, we hosted, co-hosted a podcast for several years, Post Time with Mike and Mike, that was very, very popular. So you've had a lot of different experiences in the sport of harness racing, from the executive, the management side, to the announcing and talent side. And, you know, and as you know, when we used to host our podcast, one of our favorite questions to ask people, horsemen, whoever, was how they got started in the sport of harness racing. So I'm going to pose that question to you. How did you get started in the sport?
I was a young kid. My dad took me to the Meadowlands racetrack all the time. And, you know, we were, you know, I grew up as a gambler in the sport. And I, you know, started at a really young age of 3 or 4 years old, looking at the television and acting like I was calling a race, kind of like Ben used to do way back when. And so, you know, as the years went on, I just kept going to the racetrack and kept checking things out. And, you know, when I was about, I don't know, 15, 16 years old, I decided I wanted to announce races. And, you know, the rest is really history. I began calling races on a backup basis at Colonial. I worked some with the late Pete Bedhurst out at Rosecroft Raceway. Took my first real announcer's job at the Shenandoah County Fair with Terry Kibler and that team. And then I shipped up to Buffalo Raceway, where I froze for 2 years before I moved over to Ohio.
That's right, the old Buffalo days. And, you know, you want to talk about some weather. Boy, I'll tell you what, there's a weather situation right there. But, you know, you talked, Mike, you talked about, you know, getting started. And, of course, I know your dad was kind of influential in getting started. He loved the sport of racing as well.
Yeah, my dad was a big part of it. You know, I had, you know, I kind of, not that I lost, you know, spirit in the game when he passed, but you know, my passion for the sport is always, it was always something that I shared with him. And, it's things that I can't share it with him now, but I know that he'd be happy to see where I'm at today.
No question about it. Visiting with Mike Carter, he is the new director of racing at the Meadows. Mike, let's talk about your time in Ohio. You got the experience at Buffalo announcing for a couple of years there, and then all of a sudden the situation popped up, the need popped up for your services at Northfield Park, and you've done a lot at Northfield. I kind of just considered you a jack of all trades because I know you worked in the race office, you announced, you worked in the mutual department, and that allowed you to forge a lot of relationships right here in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, jack of all trades, master of none. it was, one of those things where, I learned to call races and I learned how to do different things. You know, I handled purchasing at Northfield. I had a staff of 25, including the track crew, who I was out helping sometimes, depending on what was going on. And I was able to work with the OHHA on a lot of occasions, and it gave me the opportunity to enhance my broadcasting experience. I got a chance to go out to the Meadowlands and work some. So, there's been a lot of people, who have been very influential to my career, specifically at Northfield. Dave Bianconi, Brent Wrights, Amy Holler has been a huge help, the late Dave Brower, Sam McKee. So the list goes on and on.
Yeah, of course, boy, a name you mentioned, Sam McKee, a guy that, certainly we both looked up to. Dave Brower, a guy that we both had a chance to work with and we looked up to as well. In between that stint at Northfield Park, and I know that, announcing was kind of in your blood because, when we talked in the early days, when we came to know each other, that's kind of what you wanted to do. That's what you did at Buffalo, and you did it on a little bit of a lesser scale at Northfield Park, but certainly got your reps in. Is that announcing blood still boiling you?
Oh yeah, all the time. I miss announcing. I miss announcing races. But I will say, Ryan Zidek, who's Jeff Zidek's son, one of our backups here at the Meadows, allowed me to call a race a couple of weeks ago. So, it's still there. I think I'm going to be filling in for like the back half of the program when Jeff takes off next Friday. So, two Fridays from now. So it's definitely interesting, that's for sure.
At Northfield Park, let's fast forward a little bit in the timeline. At Northfield Park, I know it was about a month ago now that it was your final chance to step behind the mic and call a car. And I know that had to be special to you because I know that, it's almost like a family atmosphere when you work at these racetracks for quite some time. And I know that really had to mean a lot with you. Tell us how special of a moment that was in your career.
It was extremely special. I called a lot of races at Northfield. I got to call the Grateful again there. I got to call Test of Faith, who was the eventual Horse of the Year that year, and the Courageous Lady. That announcer's booth has a lot of memories for me as well, because it was the spot that I was when I found out that my dad passed away. And then 2 weeks later, after his funeral, the same place that I was once again after we buried him. And so it was a tough place to be, but it holds a lot of sentimental value.
Visiting with Mike Carter, the new director of racing at the Meadows. Mike, in between stints at Northfield Park, you spent some time working for the USTA, and I know you were on the road quite a bit. You had a chance to go to all of the big Grand Circuit events, and just kind of another page in the book, another dot on the resume for Mike. But I know that was special for you to be able to do that, and that gave you a lot of experience going forward as well.
Yeah, I got some broadcasting experience, but I also got some kind of behind the scenes experience, right? It allowed me to learn how to use a camera. You and I had our podcast there for several years, and it really gave me a new look on the sport of harness racing that I hadn't seen before. Dealing with a lot of the horse people and working on the broadcast side that wasn't in front of the camera, so to speak, because Wendy Ross did a lot of that stuff. So, but I learned a lot. I still manage the strategic wagering program there, and I still work with those guys. learned so much about communications and crisis communications and all of that jazz as well. So I can't thank them enough for that.
You know, one of the things that we talked about, Mike, and we've talked about it a lot off the air throughout the years is, you know, Harness Racing's attempt to try to, try to get on the same page with the gambler, to try to attract new money to this sport. And one of the things, and I'm glad you mentioned it, is the United States Trotting Association Strategic Wagering Initiative. I am a big fan of it. I was a big fan of it when it came out. I'm still a big fan of it to this day. And you're a big part of that. Tell us a little bit about that, what it actually is.
So the strategic wagering program helps tracks with guaranteed wagers. We split any shortfalls, if there are any. You hope that there are none, but sometimes it happens. We work with tracks all over the country. I know we work with you guys a couple of times out at Chester, Mike. You know, basically what it is, it allows us to post the path performances on our website, on the U.S. Trotting website. And pretty much it gives gamblers kind of an avenue to check out some of the highlighted wagers for the day. A lot of times the pick four, pick five. There is a super high five on some races as well. I'm going to give myself a plug here, like today at the Meadows. We have a guaranteed pick four with a $5,000 guaranteed pool. And it just allows tracks to kind of try to generate some handle on some guaranteed wagers and try to make people play their pools.
Yeah, no question. I'm a big, big fan of that. Another thing I'm a big, big fan of is, of course, is Ushua. Now, you are the president of Ushua. Mike, you've got so many things going on. I just got to tell you, it took me about an hour to take notes here. But you're also the president of Ushua, who is the United States Harness Riders Association. Tell us a little bit about that and how that came to be.
46 days. I can't wait. You know, I'm joking. 46 days is left in my presidency of the U.S. Harness Riders. It really has been an eye-opening experience. I've gotten a chance to work with the Hall of Fame Screening Committee. It's really been something special over the last 2 years. You know, we'll kind of see. You know, obviously, you know, there's not a lot of harness quote-unquote writers that are around. I mean, you've got the Chris Tullys, the Jerry Connors, the Tim Bajarskis of the world, but the writing landscape has really changed over the last several decades. And, you know, it's an organization of great people who do a lot of really, really nice work for different organizations. I mean, you've got breeding farms, you've got racetracks, you've got horsemen's organizations. There's so many things that people bring to the table in that organization. And, you know, what I've been able to do is, kind of just help lead from that aspect. You know, it's been great to work with such an awesome board. Kim Rinker stepped up very big this year into the chairperson of the board after the untimely death of Barry Lefkowitz. And, you know, it's really just been great. You know, Heather Vitale, Bill McDonald, Jerry Connors, Kim Rinker, they're all amazing, amazing people. And they have taught me so much about this sport and, about the organization. And I enjoy putting the Dan Patch Awards on. In fact, we just gave my two presidents awards out, one to Janet Terhune and, of course, Chris Gooden for the masterful job he did on the Hunter Myers video.
Yeah, I was so glad to see that. Boy, if there isn't anybody deserving, I know he's won a lot of awards, but, judging by Chris Gooden's Facebook post, you know, that President's Award means a lot to him, and I know that meant a lot to you to give to him.
Oh, it did, and it was probably the one press release that I wrote that I cried almost the entire time.
Visiting with Mike Carter. Mike, well, let's wrap this thing up, fast forward in the timeline to present day. The director of racing at the Meadows, you've been in that position, a couple of weeks now, and still getting your feet wet, but boy, you got a lot of great things coming on. I mean, you've got year-round racing, of course, you got the pace for the Orchids. What could we expect this coming season at the Meadows?
I'm meeting with the marketing team to discuss and go over some marketing things. I mean, we've got the pace for the Orchids. That's going to be a great event. We've got some things planned out. Friday Night Lights start May 23rd, and that goes all the way through, that starts on May 22nd, and goes all the way through September 4th. We'll race on Friday nights at 5:10. Pace for the Orchids Day, post time will be 11:30. So much coming up and going on. You're going to hear from the Meadows this year. It's going to be great.
All right, our good man Mike Carter, great, great friend of mine, and like I said on the interview, spent a lot of time with him in our popular podcast, Post Time with Mike and Mike, putting it together. You want to talk about a guy that just works really, really hard for the industry. Mike is certainly one of them guys, worked a long time here in the state of Ohio at Northfield Park of the USTA, now on to being the director of racing at the Meadows. Well, we're going to take a look at more award winners when we come back. You got Off to the Races, back in a flash.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
We're back on 96.7 FM WDLR AM 1270. You've got Off to the Races. Thank you so much, Mike Carter, for sitting down, spending some time out of your busy schedule to sit down with us here today on Off to the Races. Let's continue to recognize some of these great Ohio award winners over the past 2025 season. And they include the Dick Brandt Senior Extra Effort Award going to Joe and Fran Darmafull in 2025. But over the past few years, this is courtesy of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association Facebook page. Over the past few years, the Darmafulls of Sylvania, Ohio have donated to various fairs throughout the state in the form of trophies, grandstand entertainment, funding for the ladies' pace events, and other worthy causes. Now, OHHA board member Rusty Voorhees also noted that the Darmafulls brought a trotting filly for a young man to train because he simply showed a strong work ethic and they liked the way that he handled her on the racetrack. So certainly selfless people, big-time contributors to the sport of harness racing here in the state of Ohio. Congratulations to Joe and Fran Darmafull for winning the Dick Brandt Senior Extra Effort Award for the year 2025. How about back-to-back divisional award winner Sippin' on C-Rock? He has been named the 2025 Ohio 3-Year-Old Pacing Colt of the Year. And what a great year he had. $568,000 in earnings in 11 starts. He had an even better season in 2025. That was the 2024 number 6-2-1. Sippin' on C-Rock banked $792,000 in his 3-year-old season and 15 starts, passing $1 million in his career, and the winner of the Breeders' Crown Finals at Woodbine Mohawk Park on October 25th. It was a stakes record, a lifetime best of 147-3. So hats off to the connections of Sippin' on C-Rock, bred by the Stoller Stables and Alicia Binkley. And they're going to be honored at the awards, owned by Burke Racing, Knox Services, Weaver Buscemi, and Ras Racing. Also, how about this? In a really, really cool move, the Ohio chapter of the United States Harness Riders Association recently voted to rename its Peter Haught Memorial Award to the Hunter Myers Memorial Award. Of course, this is when we first got on the air, first started doing this show, the tragic passing of Hunter Myers, one of Ohio's leading drivers that occurred at the Meadows. And It was one of our first shows that we did with Chris Gooden, who, by the way, got a President's Award for that. We talked to Mike Carter about that. But that is going to be named the Hunter Myers Award, and their driver, Luke Hanners, has been selected as the 2025 recipient of the newly renamed award. A great year for Luke Hanners, amassed a career-high 249 wins, over $3.3 billion in earnings, got his 1,000th career win. That was back on October 4th, and that was actually the $75,000 Buckeye Stallion Series with Travel Nurse, so hats off to Luke Hanners winning that award. Katie Hirschberger and Parker Steck, they've earned the Ohio Harness Horsemen Association Outstanding Groom Awards for 2025. They received multiple nominations for the awards, so hats off to Katie Hirschberger and Parker Steck. Divisional award winner, a back-to-back winner, Lieutenant Loverboy, won 5 of 11 starts in his way to being named Ohio's three-year-old three-year-old trotting colt of the year for 2025, bred by Midland Acres, owned by Wayne Maston, Callum Racing. Of course, Darren Harvey, the trainer. Congratulations to Lieutenant Loverboy on his award. And another note, Billy Herman, his Grand Circuit driver, has been elected as the 52nd member of the Ohio Harness Racing Hall of Fame. So congratulations to driver Billy Herman. And the Breeders' Crown Champions, Always Be Naughty, Mickey and Minnie Sipping on Sea Rock. They're going to be presented a special recognition award to the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Banquet that's coming up tonight. So congratulations to them doing it on the big stage. Odds on Chesapeake is the three-year-old pacing filly of the year. Congratulations to her and all the award winners. Very special congratulations. We're brought to you by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, win in Ohio. The Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science. Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. See you next Saturday morning at 9:30.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.